This is GQDN for Friday, October 4th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/group request, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent, excellent stuff. What you do, get as many as what you want. Go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's excellent stuff, so get it. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Elden Ring news. We got some very, very good news from a controller. And somebody's excited. But we begin today with a departure from Blizzard Entertainment. According to Wowhead, it's Orlando Slevator. And he said up on Twitter, I'm going to paraphrase this, quote, "Today is my last day as an employee of Blizzard Entertainment. This place was and always will be a dream job for me. When I think of the reasons why I got into game development, all roads lead back to Blizzard. I've been to every single BlizzCon. I've run a WoW guild for the last 10 years, most of it cutting edge, and my house is littered with Blizzard merchandise. Cutting my teeth on WoW Classic and working on recreating the AQ gates opening was a blast. Burning Crusade Classic will still go down as a crazy trick shot by our team because the amount of work to get that shipped out the door by our small but mighty team was unreal. After becoming a lead, I absolutely love being able to help work with the team on delivering major game, changing features like gear update, follower dungeons, Plunderstorm, and Mists of Pandaria remix. Though this chapter is closing, I'm excited for the new chapter more than ever. I want to always keep pushing myself, growing, developing, becoming better. I love working on games and can't wait to continue moving forward. I'm not announcing where I'm going yet, but stay tuned." Now, he did welcome a new family member, a baby boy, back this May, but he was also working on some multiplayer systems for Call of Duty at High Moon Studios. He did join Blizzard back in 2020. I was working on World of Warcraft Classic, and that's where he was a part of the game. So we shall see where he goes from here. He's already got plans for his next move, though. I think players are planning their next moves, too. IGN said that the WoW players are very furious because the latest expansion did wipe out some of the guild's inventories for good. So the issues did begin on August 13th with the patch 11.0.2. And that did give us some updates to the game ahead of the latest expansion. Now, players did suspect there was a thieving guild member or some type of visual bugs, but there was more stuff coming really clear, because hundreds of guilds did see a lot of stuff being taken out of their banks by the 11.0.2 patch. Now, not every guild was impacted, and not every guild did lose every item, but a lot of them did report half, two-thirds, or even the whole bank items were gone. And some of those items were sitting there for several years, and there was a lot of items that were gone. And because of that, because of the response, Blizzard had to make a statement, and that was in a blue post. So here's what they said, quote, "About a week after we launched 11.0.2 in August, we began receiving reports of an issue where some players were discovering items missing from their guild banks. As we investigated over the next couple of days, we found the culprit, a technical update that was made to support cross-realm guilds, an unexpected bug caused one of the maintenance processes to make some of the items disappear. Many of these items were related to professions, materials from prior expansion, but it was possible for players to lose other items from their guild banks as well. For the last few weeks, we've been packing up the missing items that we're able to identify and lost by the process, and we will soon mail those to the guild leader characters for each affected guild. Due to how some of the data was lost, we reached a point where, as a result, we'll be incomplete restoration for some guilt, and we do not have a way to restore the remaining missing items for them. We apologize for that, and for the long wait here, we really appreciate your patience as we work through this difficult issue. Now, just to give you an indication how players feel, one of the players did say, quote, "It's heart-crushing, and it's hard to play the game, even though the stuff we could play without technically, it was about getting others what they need and would enjoy. It took a lot of enjoyment out of the expansion for leadership of my guild." So, yeah, players are mad. But I think some players are going to be happy, at least for those that got a PlayStation 5 Pro, because Diablo 4 is a part of the update. And that comes to us once again from IGN. And they said that Diablo 4 and the upcoming expansion, the Vessel of Hatred, will be PlayStation 5 Pro enhanced. And that'll be the first Microsoft game with the enhanced support. So, we shall see what happens. But that is going to get an enhanced update. Now we go to what's coming, and that's Dragon Quest H2D Remake. Eurogamer.net said that some of the costume changes were, their quote, mistranslated. And that was coming from the Dragon Quest creator, Yuji Horii, because they were asking people not to, quote, extract parts of comments for the purpose of reinforcing the legitimacy of your own opinion, end quote. Because he was accused of blaming the Western Ratings Board because there was some modest clothing on characters in Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake. And those changes did get some attention because the Twitter owner, Elon Musk, did share the mistranslated information to his followers with a misleading caption. So here's the caption. Quote, "Japanese game developers are frustrated at the forced, ridiculous UN-driven globalist agenda compliance they have to include in their game." Now, Rory and the podcast host, the former Shonen Jump editor-in-chief, Kazuko Torishima, did confirm that the comments were not just mistranslated, but they were also taken out of context because the word Puritan was mistranslated as sex education. And the two did say that they were, quote, very sorry, quote, because their words were taken out of context, quote, outside of Japan, end quote. Now, we go to a possible remake coming from my Nintendo News. Well, actually, there is one coming because the Tales of Graces F-Remastered will be coming to Switch early next year and some other platforms. I'll be looking to it. But there's some thinking that there might be more remakes from the Tales series coming as well. And that's because Yuki Ishikawa, I butchered that one, I'm sorry, deeply sorry, was talking about this. And he said, quote, "The goal for the Tales of IP in general is to make the IP grow. So it's not to say that the Tales of series is going to end with the Tales of Arise. So there is entirely new title. Whether it's a remaster, whether it's a remake, we can't say for sure, but we definitely want to keep moving forward." And they did quote IGN. So we shall see if there's more Tales of at the Tales of Arise. And just an update. According to GamesRadar, Power World is launching in Japan on PlayStation 5 today. So, that is indeed happening. Too bad people weren't excited over that. I bet some people will, but my Nintendo Live said that Devolver Digital is excited for the Switch 2. Yep, they said that. In fact, here I got to butcher another name. The Devolver Digital COO, Grammy Struthers, was talking to Game Reactor for their upcoming release, Neba. And the COO did put up some praise on the Nintendo Switch with the indie titles. Here's what he said, quote, "A lot of the people who work at Devolver and a lot of developers at Devolver at Nintendo fans, so to work with Nintendo is something we've always wanted to do. And the Switch device, it's done something that perhaps, or that was perhaps against the trend. It wasn't high definition. It was a straightforward proposition, and that made it more indie friendly. It's more challenging for AAA to try to work in that place. I think we also benefited from this. So we've done great. I think we've released something like 50 different games on Switch now. But he went on to talk about Switch 2. Quote, "We're excited about whatever Nintendo wants to do next, and we have to wait, like everybody, to see what that is. But yeah, we're excited. I'm pretty sure you'll see some of our games, maybe even this one. We'd like to imagine it will have a place on the platform, but we'll have to see. We'll see what happens, but people won't see this." Oh, they've already saw it. Oh boy. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that some of the Horizon Zero Dawn is not accessible for some of the PC players. Why? Because Sony did it again. You need to have a PlayStation Network account in order to play the game. And some of the countries do not have that option. So if you do have that option and you want to play Horizon Zero Dawn on your PC, make sure you have a PlayStation account. Just saying, okay? Now we're going to get to some really, really cool news all the rest of the way through. Ghost of IoT is driving up some of the numbers in the game Ghost of Tsushima. And according to GamesRadar.com, those numbers have gone up in Ghost of Tsushima because of the news of the Ghost of IoT. And that was based on the Steam numbers, to where they went up to about 12,601 players September 15th. And they've stayed up above so far the 7,428 players after the news came out. So in September, the game did see a gain of almost 4,000 players, which is a gain of about 44%. So yes, that did happen. It's not like when the game first came out, which was over 77,000 players. But still, the number has gone up a little. Yes, it has. Now, we'll just get to some really cool stuff. Still keeping the cool stuff, because Engadget did say that some Prime Day LEGO deals are coming. So Prime Day is on the 8th and 9th, and there's going to be some stuff on sale. So Star Wars, you're going to see the Spider Tank set at about 36% off, and boarding the Tentative 4 set will have a 20% discount. The Dixie Kong Jungle Jam expansion set is 41% off. That's Mario. And the Piranha Plant set is 20% off. There's some Harry Potter sets that's got some discounts to it. And some of the legendary stuff that's got some discounts to it too. So you can check that out. Something went back up on sale. Wowhead said that Frostmourne returns. Yep, it is the replica sword. And it is $1,500, but it is the replica sword. And it is back up on sale. Just in time for Christmas. Or Halloween. Okay, oh, fine. You don't want that, then maybe you want to help out some people. Engadget.com did say the game's done quick. We'll have a fundraiser for all the people that was affected by the Hurricane Helene. And that'll be next week. Game's Done Quick was up on Twitter and said, from October 11th to the 13th, we'll be holding a disaster relief Done Quick event to help support those who have been affected by Hurricane Helene. The donations during the event will go to direct relief. Now you can run some submissions for the games that you want to see them play, and those submissions will be open until October 6th, midnight Eastern Time, or 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. And that'll be up on their Twitch channel. And they've already had some submitted runs that would include Zelda the Four Swords, Sims 4, and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Indeed, indeed. Eurogamer.net did say that, maybe they'll donate some money because Elden Ring developers got a salary raise. 12%. And that's on average, because some people got a 15% raise and some people got other raises. So From Software got up on X and they said, quote, "We want to convey excitement and we create value. I want to please. That's why we're working on, when we make games to that end, we believe that it's essential to have an environment where each and every employee can concentrate on content development. And we are working to create an environment where employees can stabilize and their income and feel rewarded to work. The recent increase in basic salary and starting salary as one of those measures, end quote. So basically that will give them the energy and the respect to get more games out, more and better games. That's their thought process anyway. Now, Pushware.com said that a controller may have saved a life. And they're quoting from Fox News, where some Swiss surgeons did perform a long-distance endoscopy using a DualSense controller. They were operating on a pig in Hong Kong, nearly 6,000 miles away, and the system did involve a robotic apparatus and a magnetic endoscope, where the DualSense controller did control the device remotely. Now, a PlayStation 3 Move controller was also used in the experiment. The surgeon in Switzerland did receive a video feed with a latency that was less than 300 milliseconds. So that way they were able to carry out the procedure. Now, that could be a significant input delay, but that is comparable to other surgical systems. Now, there were some hurdles to overcome, but it didn't seem that the surgery was successful. And this could help out, at least according to the article, some of the surgeries in the future. But they should get an award. GamesRadar.com gives us this last story. And here we go. The Golden Joysticks Awards has been announced. And there are some stuffs here. Best Storytelling, Best Multiplayer Game, Best Visual Design, Best Indie Game, Best Indie Game Self-Published, Still Playing Award, and that goes PC and console, and then got Still Playing Mobile. Studio of the Year, Best Game Expansion, Best Audio Design, Best Soundtrack, Lead Performer, Best Supporting Performer, PC Game of the Year, which would hold Animal Well, Balatro, Frostpunk 2, Satisfactory, Tactical Breach Wizards, and UFO 50, Best Console Game of the Year, Astrobot, Dragon's Dogma 2, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Helldivers 2, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom, and they would also look at the most wanted game. And I'm just going to give you a couple of them. Sid Meier's Civilization VII, Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, Doom the Dark Ages, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, bunch of games on that list. We're not going to give her picks at all, because there is no show tomorrow, but we will be back on Monday. For more gaming news, you could go to twitch.tv/DawnForge for all the past broadcasts. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.